بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Respected listeners and our students, once again welcome you to another episode of this program, العربية للجميع. It's a live program and الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. We are coming back from Longleaf and starting our program. There's some slight of a change in the time. It will be starting inshallah every Monday at 2:30 instead of 1:30. So it'll be from 2:30 till 3:00 inshallah. Don't forget that we are learning from the Noble Quran. We are learning the language of the Quran. We are the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Ahadith. And in addition to learning some of the most important expressions, sentences and dialogues, which will help you inshallah to communicate with Arab people. And if you go to an Arab country, then inshallah you'll be able to use these sentences and dialogues in your daily communications. Open your kitab on Surah Al-Baqarah. This is Surah number 2 in the Noble Quran, verse number 59. We are learning from the Noble Quran, and we wish that all our students, inshallah, concentrate with us and follow up with us so that we can learn more and more in the Arabic language and understand the Quran in a better way. In addition to those students who actually did not join the program and did not have a number, you can join us by just registering. Give your telephone number and your name to our engineer, Brother Salim, and he will give you a student number, inshallah, starting from 265. Surah Al-Baqarah, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Verse number 59. فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم. Here we stopped in the previous program. فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم. فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون. Again we're going to say it one word by one word and give the meanings. Please prepare a notebook and write down whatever we say from vocabs. Fa. It's fa. It's called fa'ul isti'naf in the Arabic language. The fa of isti'naf, the prefixed resumption particle. Fabaddala. So he changed. He changed. He gave them something else. Fabaddala alladhina zalamu. Those who wronged themselves, those who committed aggression. Those who rejected the words of Allah, الذين, those, ظلموا, oppressed or transgressed or wronged others. That's ظلم, يظلم, we studied it before. And extracted from it the word or the adjective ظالم, an oppressor, ظالم, هو ظالم, he is an oppressor. ظ, ألف, لام, and ميم, ظالم, ظالم for male, ظالمة. Or female, ظالمه. And taking from that the word, the Arabic word, ظلم. ظلم is Arabic word. ظلم means oppression or transgression. ظلم, this is ظلم. Now the one who is oppressed, we call him in Arabic, مظلوم. مظلوم. مظلوم means an oppressed. المظلوم. المظلومين, the plural, those who are oppressed, مظلومين. اللهم ارفع الظلم عن المظلومين. Oh Allah, raise or lift up the ظلم, the oppression from those people who are oppressed. Okay, فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا. Another word. This was a continuation of the story of Sayyidina Musa عليه السلام with his people, Banu Israel, after he crossed the sea, and they were asked to enter the village, the sacred land, and then they rejected, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for their rejection, they were giving a different word. فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا. Another word, غَيْرَ الَّذِي, غَيْرَ, other than, غَيْرَ, other, something, other than, غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ. Other than that which was said, قِيلَ, قِيلَ, was said. قِيلَ means was said. غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ. لهم means to them. فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا فأنزلنا. So we sent down, ينزل means to send down. ينزل. نزل means came down. نزل. Came down. But ينزل to send down. فأنزلنا we send down. Allah speaking about himself in the royal plural. فأنزلنا we send down. على الذين ظلموا upon those who oppressed. We send down upon those who oppressed. على upon or on. الذين those ظلموا again those who oppressed. رجزا من السماء. Now the punishment came. رجز means punishment. Some kind of punishment came to them. رجزا من السماء. رجزا را جيم زين ألف. رجزا which means a punishment. من السماء من from. Where did this punishment come from? من السماء from the sky. السماء means the sky. السماء ألف لام سين ميم ألف آن همزة من السماء. Why? بما كانوا يفسقون. بما كانوا يفسقون. بما because of what? بما كانوا يفسقون. Because they were definitely disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were disobeying Allah. يفسقون عن أمر الله. They were disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disobeying His commands. بما كانوا past tense means they were. كان only means was, he was. But كانوا plural, they were. بما كانوا يفسقون. Because they were disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يفسقون. يفسق means to disobey or to commit mischievous deeds. That's fisq. Fisq, mischievous deeds. Fisq, disobedience to Allah. That's fisq also. Fisq, fa, seen, qaf. That's the noun. Fisq, taking from it the word fasiq. The adjective fasiq. Someone who's disobeying Allah. Someone who's committing mischievous deeds called fasiq. Okay? Fasiq fi, fa, alif. فألف سين آن قاف فاسق. So بما كانوا يفسقون because they were disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? This is the verse we're studying today. I hope you remember the words and recorded it. Now we will be moving on to some important dialogues and words that is spoken words that you may need inshallah if you go to an Arab country. You might need these important words about clarification. How to ask clarification about something. Okay, we'll study some of the important sentences to ask clarification and to learn how to investigate things. Some sentences, please write it down. First sentence, I hope you're writing that under clarification sentences or dialogues. ما معنى ذلك؟ ما معنى ذلك؟ ما معنى ذلك means what is the meaning of that. ما معنى ذلك. ما means what. معنى meaning. ذلك that. ما معنى ذلك. What's the meaning of that. ما معنى هذا. What's the meaning of this. ما معنى هذا. Okay. هذا ما أعنيه. هذا ما أعنيه. This is what I mean. We say it a lot in English. You know. This is what I mean. This is exactly what I mean. هذا بالضبط ما أعني. هذا بالضبط ما أعني. هذا this. ما هذا بالضبط. بالضبط means exactly. بالضبط exactly. We studied it before. بالضبط باء ألف لام ضاد باء أنطاء. بالضبط exactly. بالضبط. هذا بالضبط. This is exactly ما أعني. What I mean. This is exactly what I mean. هذا بالضبط ما أعني. I hope you writing down. هذا بالضبط ما أعنيه. ما ميم ألف أعنيه ألف عين نون يا آن هاء. هذا بالضبط ما أعنيه. Right, let's say that you want to say what I mean is this and this and that. Now you want to say that in Arabic. ما أعنيه هو. What I mean is ما أعني what I mean ما أعني ما ميم ألف أعني ألف عين نون ياء هاء ألف عين نون ياء هاء ما أعني what I mean is هو and then you start mentioning what you mean. Okay, another word. أتفهمني do you understand me? أتفهمني do you understand me? أتفهم only means do you understand? أتفهم or هل تفهم هل تفهم you can say you can use هل تفهم or you can use to the question with the ألف we said before if the present tense verb is superseded by an ألف then it means it's a question starting by a verb تفهم means understand أتفهم means do you understand. So you see the difference. It's a very big difference caused by only one letter in Arabic language. If you just put alif in front of the present tense verb, it will make it a question starting by the meaning of this verb. يأكل أيأكل تشرب أتشرب means do you drink ينام أينام يذهب أيذهب Just adding the alif in front of the present tense verb will make it a question. Okay, here it says, أتفهمني, do you understand me? Do you understand me or do you get me? نعم أفهمك, yes I understand. أتفهم, yes, نعم أفهم. Okay, let's move on. هذا سؤال صعب. هذا سؤال صعب. This is a tough question. هذا سؤال صعب. This is a tough question. Or difficult question. صعب means difficult or tough. صعب. صاد عين and باء. صعب means tough or difficult. صعب. هذا سؤال صعب. سؤال means question. سؤال question. أسألك سؤال. I ask you a question. سؤال سين. Waw, Hamza on top of the waw, Alif and Lam. Su'al means question. Now the one who asks the question is called in Arabic Sa'il. Sa'il. Sa'ala Sa'ilun bi'adhabin waqa'. Sa'il. Sa'il means a question. The word Sa'il have two different meanings by the way. Sa'il. And it's the same words same letters, same pronunciation, but have two different meanings. That's why some people, when I'm giving the meaning of names, they are asking, how come this name have two different meanings? Yes, the Arabic language is like that. You can have the same word, same letters, same pronunciation, same vowels, everything, but two different meanings. Like this word, sa'il. Sa'il means the one who asks the question, and sa'il means liquid. Liquid. Liquid is sa'il. الماء سائل. The water is a liquid. سائل. So it has two different meanings. Okay. So, ذلك سؤال صعب. This is a tough question. Or that is a tough question. And question, سؤال, the plural of it is أسئلة. الأسئلة means the questions. الأسئلة. Alif Lam, Alif, Hamza on top of the Alif, Seen, then Hamza, then Lam, then round Ta. Al As'ila. As'ila means questions. Moving on. Ma Ra'yuk, Ma Ra'yuk, what's your opinion? Ma Ra'yuk, if you're asking a female, Ma Ra'yuki, what's your opinion? Ma Ra'yuki. Very important phrase, this one. ما رأيك ما رأيك because we use it a lot in English, so you will also use it a lot in Arabic. The same sentences and phrases which you are using in English, you're going to be using it in Arabic, but of course with a translation. So make sure that the English, the common English phrases, you know the meaning of it. The common spoken ones, I mean, that you use on a daily basis. Like, what's your opinion? ما رأيك ما رأيك أن نذهب? What's your opinion about going from here? Okay, so you will use it a lot. مَا رَأْيُكْ مِيمْ أَلِفْ Then رَأْيُكْ رَا أَلِفْ Hamza on top of it. Ya and Kaf. رَأْيُكَ رَأْيُكِ for female. Let's move on. هَلْ قُلْتَ شَيْئًا Did you say anything? هَلْ قُلْتَ شَيْئًا هَلْ قُلْتَ شَيْئًا You can say أَقُلْتَ شَيْئًا also. Just question with Alif. أَقُلْتَ شَيْئًا أَقُلْتَ شَيْئًا Alif in front of the verb makes the verb a question. Whether it's present tense or past tense. Like this, this is your a past tense. قُلْتَ أَقُلْتَ Did you say? Okay. We move on. هل يمكن أن توضح Can you clarify Can you clarify هل يمكن أن توضح لي Can you clarify for me هل يمكن أن توضح لي توضح is تاء واو ضاد ان حاء تاء واو ضاد ان حاء سأشرح لك سأشرح لك I will explain to you. اشرح لي. Explain to me. So you want to tell someone, please اشرح لي من فضلك اشرح لي هذه النقطة. Explain to me this point. Okay, so اشرح لي means explain. Explain to me. Let's move on. هل يمكنك أن تفسر Can you explain هل يمكنك أن تفسر يفسر means to explain also and taking from that the word تفسير explanation تفسير explanation we read تفسير القرآن explanation of the Quran تفسير تفسير means an explanation تاء فاء سين ياء راء it's a new word I hope you're writing it down تفسير explanation so, تفسير الأحلام explanation of the or interpretation of the dreams explanation okay so تفسير means explanation or interpretation so these are some of the most important phrases related to clarification how to clarify a matter if you are in an Arab country then you will be able to use these sentences inshallah I hope that you write down or you wrote down already these important sentences and phrases. And inshallah ta'ala, in the coming program, we'll be asking some questions related to this lesson and the previous lessons as well. And the Quran, inshallah ta'ala, till surah number 2, verse number 59. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people who understand the Arabic language and understand the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.